Billy, I wanted to get something from you during the show today, but there wasn't any room to move around. You were talking about the idea that holiday music, you didn't know which of the holidays had the best music. And I didn't know that this was something that would have any other nominees other than Christmas music. When I think of holiday music, I think of Christmas music. Like, what else would even be in that conversation in terms of holiday music?
Hanukkah.
Well, Greg was talking about the Monster Mash for Halloween. So there's like Halloween theme songs, not necessarily Halloween songs, but a lot of people don't like Christmas music, Dan. So I was just wondering if there's a holiday that has music that everybody likes, or if there's a holiday with more popular music than Christmas music.
Thanksgiving doesn't even have music, does it?
Like, so Thanksgiving seems like it doesn't exist anymore. Like, we've just jumped straight from Halloween to Christmas. It doesn't seem like Thanksgiving is a thing anymore. Stores don't have Thanksgiving anything. There's just, you know, all of a sudden you see the Grinch inflatable things inside a Home Depot, wherever it is that you're at, a Kmart that you can put inside your front lawn, or giant reindeer. It seems like we've all just skipped Thanksgiving moving forward.
Thanksgiving has one song. You've seen it on social media every time it rolls around. The greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes song.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I love that song.
But it seems like there's a marketplace for Thanksgiving songs, and I think we're the crew to come up with some. Yeah, you know?
Greens, beans, potatoes,
an opportunity
tomatoes,
here, man. Beans,
we so we are back heavy in terms of the year,
yeah,
right?
We're on
in
to
terms
something.
Of October, November, December, do we have any music in the 9 months preceding it? Do any of the other holidays before that give us any music?
I've got a pretty impressive 4th of July playlist I'd be happy to share with you all.
Mm-hmm. You did today, didn't you?
Today had some America
today.
Notes.
Today! what happened? You stopped that. You were playing American
there was
songs
like one
the
segment.
Beginning.
There was one segment that I was cocked and ready if someone said today.
We were in a groove. I don't think Mike wanted to go back to the well. I mean, we had it. We had it down. It will never be that good again.
Sometimes I get lost. There's a lot, especially if a guess isn't there when it's supposed to be. I get thrown.
Greg, you seem to have real radiant delight on your face that Bill Lawrence, the creator of Ted Lasso, had any idea that you were making him laugh with your general incompetence.
I did find it to be a cheap thrill that Bill Lawrence, someone whose name I was unfamiliar with before he appeared as a guest on the show, knew enough to actually know my name and pronounce it correctly. That was quite an honor for me, quite a career highlight.
I was just going to ask if it was because it was Bill Lawrence, if it was just any guest that did that, if you'd feel the same way.
No, I think the fact that I love Ted Lasso so much, if it was the Ted Lasso character, that would be the epitome. I'll take Bill Lawrence.
What if when Action Bronson was on, he said, "Greg Cody, I'm a big fan of yours. I'm excited to meet you, just as excited as I was to meet Magnus Vermagnussen." Would it have meant the same to you?
It would mean a lot, particularly if he said he's also a big fan of the Greg Cody Show podcast. You know, that would be probably the ultimate right
there.
Glad
you got your plug in.
You didn't get the name right of your own podcast.
It's the Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody.
Just understand, I'm sorry.
Roy was correcting us. He was saying correctly that New Year's Eve or New Year's Day famously has at least one song.
But it's not music tailored to the actual holiday or day, is it? Like, Christmas has songs that are tailored to the holiday.
They play it every year, Stu Gatz. Of course it's tailored to the actual holiday.
Does anyone know the lyrics of that song?
No.
Exactly.
Just on be forgot.
Our birthday's the holiday?
Happy 33rd birthday to Colin Kaepernick on Election Day.
Happy birthday to him. I don't care. Good luck.
I don't want to excite anyone, but it looks like the pigeons are back behind Dan on that window that were there a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Just one. There's one missing.
Who can forget them from our famous local hour, the pigeons are effing.
Yes.
You can find that in your library if you subscribe. It's a local hour. The pigeons are effing.
Call back.
What's this new Twitter game Roy's got?
You've been talking about Roy, for months. Everybody's curious about your new Twitter game. There's a new Twitter game that you've been wanting to get to for months, and we haven't had time to get to it.
Yeah, you know how this show is famous for the game athletes that connote plants, you know, like Trevor Hollins and Brandon Flowers and whatnot. Well, Twitter has a game that's been going on, like you said, for months, that involves athletes' names in, I would say, actions, like Bo Bichette. The game would be like...
I'm not really clear on, what? Is, like, Bo Bichette a verb?
No, I think Bo Bichette is doing an action, and then you replace a word within his name. Or it could be like Shaquille O'Neal. Like, Shaquille O'Neal is having a dinner. What is he eating? Shaquille O'Beal. That sort of thing. So that's a new game.
Ah, I got it.
All right.
Shaquille O'Beal. I like that.
So what were you doing? Ho Bichette?
Yeah. Well, no, I wasn't doing Ho. Well,
I thought you said gardening.
Well, if Bo Bichette replaced Santa Claus, it would be Ho 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 Bichette. That type of thing. So I think this show can actually get into this game and be actually creative within this game.
We could if we understood it. I mean.
So, like, if Billy Blanks wanted a new exercise routine, he'd do Ty Bo Bichette.
Well, no. It would have to be within that athlete's name.
That's a good game, though.
Wait
a
minute. I like your game.
I like the Bo Billy Bichette.
But that game's better, yeah.
Wait
yeah,
a minute. You said that that's no good? Ty Bo Bichette is no good?
No, it is good, but it has to be within that athlete's name. Like, if...
You specifically mentioned gardening, though. Roy, you specifically mentioned gardening.
Yeah, no.
What other option other than Ho Bichette?
That's a good one from Gordon. Mm-hmm. Yes, there was no other option other than hope and shit.
Roy, how is it that you've been wanting to talk about that for months and you talked about it that poorly? Like, how is it possible? Because I don't believe that anybody has a real understanding of the game that we're playing, and I think Billy just created a better one just doing it his way.
Because I was in the middle of post-production trying to get these lookies into Bristol. That's why. I wasn't expecting this to happen.
I thought I was playing the game right. I really don't understand the rules.
I think you created
you played a better game.
Yeah, a much better game.
I thought you were playing it right, too, but Roy explained it so poorly that I don't understand why he rejected Ty Bo Bichette, and especially because you made a Billy Banks reference.
Well, yeah, that's probably it. You made the Billy Banks reference, and I got thrown off.
So, like, if he had a reality show, it'd be called Show Bichette.
Yeah, kind of like that, yes.
I still don't know that I'm doing it right.
I think I know what happens. I think this game works better on Twitter.
Perhaps. You're probably right.
Yeah.
Ho Bichette rakes.
Hey-o!
He does rake.
Active Ho.
How long you been sitting on that one?
I've been looking for another gardening tool that works for Bichette. I'm trying to figure out. Like, Roy, that was an absolute setup.
It could be Bo. Yeah, yes. Could it be Bo Bichette?
That's good.
Oh, good. Yeah, let's go. Oh, let's go. Nice.
Yeah. Very good.
Oof. I'm hell bent on making this work.
Yeah. I'm looking out the window. You know what I see? Some snow Bichette.
Hey. Billy, you were a real method actor there. You were rubbing your arms. You were shivering, trembling.
That's how you play the game.
Greg, you usually love games like this. You have nothing in the way of contributions
Greg
here.
Greg has not figured out what this game
holy
is.
Holy Bichette.
Guys, it's election day. Go out and vote, Bichette. No?
Yeah.
It's election day?
It should have ended on Holy Bichette.
Vote so that America doesn't turn to total Bichette.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.